In patches, there were some good things, but there was also a lot of disappointing things as well. And I think a lot of basic things that the players, I think, make their jobs harder by not doing the basic things well. And I think at times we cause ourselves more problems than we, you're going to have enough problems when you play against a good team anyway. But I think at times we cause ourselves more.
How critical can you be of the players? I mean, you ended up with a very young side there and inexperienced in a lot of positions.
Yeah. I'm not critical of their effort. Their effort is fine, absolutely fine. But I just think that at times they've got to learn the trade a little bit more. You know, I see silly things where we give silly fouls away when people are, the opponents are facing the wrong way and it means they're not going to go anywhere and then you give a foul. So where you should probably end up just staying still and they play the ball back, we give a foul, so it means we've got to defend another free kick. So just silly little things like that. We're giving ourselves more work than we need.
And the goal coming right at the beginning of the second half, I mean, it's a real blow to come out and be one down almost before you start it.
Second kickoff as well. You know, our first kickoff, okay. Connor Wilkinson ran too early, so the referee decided to bring it back. But end of the day, I think that was maybe a touch fussy as well. But yeah, that's right. It was disappointing that, it's from our kickoff. They won the header and they went down and scored. And it couldn't have gone in any other way. You know, Thomas done everything he could to stop the ball. And it's hit the upright and gone across. So, very disappointing start the second half.
Two big incidents, I suppose, for Jill's point of view. A penalty shout in the first half for a challenge on Sean Clare. Can we address that one first? What would you make of it?
Well, from where I'm standing, it looked like it could have been a penalty. You've seen him given, seen him not given. And, the referee, if he wasn't sure, has got to give the decision that he thinks he's right. But I thought that was a touch harsh because we had a fella running towards goal and we think he was brought down. He's not going to fall down, is he, from that position, because he's going to take a shot. Our goal also, we don't think it was offside. So in that respect, very, very unlucky. And, it don't seem to happen on the other end to us.
You didn't create an awful lot, though, shots on goal apart from that, did you? I mean, the stats will say, because Josh Parker's one was ruled out, no shots on direct on goal. I mean, that's got to be disappointing.
Well, I think that's the position we're in at the minute. We're not creating enough. And, we're certainly defending more than we should be, and we're certainly not creating enough as we should. And that's why we're in the position that we're in.
How do you address that? Because obviously, until Christmas or New Year or whatever, this is a set of players you've got.
Yep.
How can you turn things around at this point?
Well, all you can do is ask the players or expect the players to keep working as hard as they possibly can, and all of a sudden something changes. Today it hasn't changed. It could have changed. We could have had a penalty and we could have had our goal allowed. And so it could have changed. So all of a sudden then, if you start getting a little bit more belief, which I think we had on Tuesday night, even though being a young team, all of a sudden at the end of the game the players are feeling quite good about themselves, that's when you maybe you up the tempo and then you go and get another result.
Your caretaker manager here, but I can see how much this has affected you. It feels like you're simmering.
Like I always look like this. Listen, I'm a football man, and if it's any kind of game, I want to win it. Simple as that. And now at the moment, I'm caretaker manager here, and I want to get a win for the club, because the club need a win. And so yes, it does. Of course, it hurts. So I'm never ever going to be. If the day I'm looking after any kind of team and I'm happy that we've got beat, or after we got beat, I definitely will end up being a full-time granddad.
And the chance about the chairman or,
disappointing.
What do you make of that? It's the first time I've heard them here. I've not been here all season.
Well, it's disappointing. As I say, I think people don't realise the effort and the work and the commitment he's put in over the years. And I think it's disappointing. It's all right people saying that and, they want other people to come in and all that. But, they've got to also realise there's not a lot of people around that may not want to do that. So, you've got a man that's been very committed for a long, long time here, and he's done very well for this football club. And now this is a sticky time for us, but it doesn't mean that he should get as much criticism as he did today.
Can I just ask you, a national paper saying that perhaps this will be your next job in football, that you want to be Gillingham manager. Is that true? Would you take the job on if things went right?
I read that one. I don't think it said that. I think that read that I want to stay in football. And so to me, the next manager could come along here and may not want a director of football role type of thing alongside him, which I fully respect. But that's the way that article should have come out.